Blog Talk Radio.
Our flesh and his brethren were content
Then there passed by Midianites, merchant men, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph unto Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, the child is not, and I whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of colts and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat to many colors. And they brought it to their father. And they said, this we have found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it, and he said, it is my son's coat, and evil beasts have devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. The Bible goes on to say, and Jacob rent his clothes and put a sackcloth up on his loins and mourned for his son many days. The Bible goes on to say, and all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. The Bible says on the last verse, and the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's place. We thank God for the reading of his word. Here we find in the scriptures, hallelujah, Jesus, that Joseph was just a young kid, hallelujah, when his brothers took him and sold him to a caravan of traders called the Ishmaelites. And we notice in the scripture reference that, hallelujah, God, Joseph went through a series of transformations. For God will yet take you through a series of transformations. But we find out at the end of the story that it ended up to be all good. Somebody go ahead and say all good on today. Although as God is transforming you into something, although, hallelujah, God, it may burn during the process, it's going to end up to be all good. For when you go through a transformation, the dictionary says that you began to go through what is called a metamorphosis. And a metamorphosis is a change of form, where you turn into one thing, and God ends up making you into another thing. It's kind of like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. Transformation that Joseph went through is that he started off wearing a coat of many colors. And then all of a sudden he found himself in a peculiar situation where that coat of many colors was stripped from him. But God sent me by to let you know on this Sunday afternoon to tell my people, although they're being transformed, it's going to turn out to be all good. You know, there's a saying that goes around, oh, Bashata, son of God, in the community. People are saying it's all good. And they say things like, oh, my bad. Although you may be going through, oh, Bashata, son of God, a mistake, it goes to say, my bad. That means that it's going to be made right. Because your transformation is something that God needs to use in order, oh, Bashata, Hana God, for the glory of God to seep into your life, for the glory of God to be transformed in your life. I'm going to tell you a story about myself. If I could testify on a day, it would go something like this. God spoke to me about 3 years ago, and he said, I'm going to give you an electronic book. And at that time, I really didn't know what an electronic book was all about. I just knew God said that he was going to give me something. If some of you out there needs God to give you something on today, go ahead and say, God, I receive it with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. And in the speaking of God, he said an electronic book is on the horizon for you. But God had to take me through, oh, Bashata, son of God, a transformation process. Before the book was manifested, it took 3 long years to get the book, oh, Bashata, son, from the time in which God spoke about it unto the day the book was just released. There was a process that God had to take me through. It was called the transformation. That's when God turned a caterpillar into a butterfly. That's when God threw, oh, Bashata, son of God, allowed Joseph to be thrown into the pit. And the coat of many colors was ripped off of him. It was a transformation process. For we find in the scripture that the end of the story goes to say that Joseph was the one, oh, Bashata, son of God, that brought the Israelites, fresh manna, oh, Bashata, son of God, food that they can eat, and food that they can live off of. He brought them fresh manna from above. In the time in which it was a famine in the land, Joseph began to be the one, oh, Bashata, son, to save his brothers from famine and death and destruction. So what are you saying on a day, woman of God? I'm saying that all the things you're going through, oh, it's nigh unto you. It's a part of the transformation, baby. Oh, don't get bamboozled. Don't think God has forgotten about you. Somebody tap themselves on the shoulder and say, I'm being transformed. For the moment of close, there was a time when Jesus Christ went up on a high mountain. And the Bible says, all that Peter looked upon God, and he was transformed. He was transformed into something else. He wore raiment of white, and his countenance was so bright, that the man could not even look upon Jesus. And the Bible said, he talked to Moses and Elijah. Oh, come on and help me, Holy Ghost. There comes a time in every man's life when you're gonna be transformed. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ. He went up on that high mountain and he got transformed. There's a time in your life when God takes it to another level so that he can show you his glory. But we find Jesus Christ on the top of this mountain. He was transformed into the very glory of God. Don't you know that the Bible declares that they that worship him, they must worship him in spirit and truth. Don't stop your worship. God is looking for a pure heart to worship him on a day. I came by to let you know this afternoon, even though it may seem as though you're down in the bottom of that pit, even though it may seem that everybody has forgotten about you, even though it may seem that nobody is there to encourage you, even though it may seem that everybody has turned their backs on you, even though it may seem you're down for the count, even though it may seem you can't seem to get out of the pit, but the Bible declares that it was all good for Joseph, and the Bible declares that it was they bad. Oh, come on, somebody, it gets greater later. But 3 years ago, I just had a word spoke. I'm going to give you an electronic book. But God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Oh, that's what the Bible says. To seek ye the Lord with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. If my people who were called by my name would humble themselves and pray, then you'll hear from heaven and God will heal the land. Oh, diligence. What is the word of God saying on the day? God is saying on the day to let you know you're being transformed. You're in the process of transformation. But Joseph was in the process of transformation. And we find in the storybook that Joseph's brothers hated him a whole lot, all because he had a dream on the inside. Have you ever seen somebody not just like you, not even for what you were carrying, but it may be just because of the way you walk. It may be because of the way you cross your leg. It may be because of the way you stand. But oh my God, Jesus, the Bible declares that Joseph said, what the enemy meant bad for me, God turned it around, and he made it for my good. I said it was all good. God is doing a transformation. He's changing things in your life. He's changing things about you. He's changing the way you talk. He's changing the way you walk. He's even changing your worship. Oh, come on, somebody. Where God begins to change your style of worship. Oh, he's doing a mighty thing. But he is the potter. And we are the clay. Mold us, Jesus, into what you want us to be. Oh, it's going to be all right. Although it may seem that you're down in the pit. What does the Bible say? There came a time when Joseph was raised up out of the pit. There came a time. See, what you don't understand is the best thing that could have happened to Joseph was when they sold him, the Midianites, that changed the game for Joseph. Oh, Bashata, son of God. God said, when you're down, he'll raise you up. And Joseph got to a place where he was the king of kings. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. He was the second in command. Oh, hallelujah, God. What are you saying on a day, woman of God? What I'm saying on a day is that when you be diligent, diligent has to come with a reward. Oh, Bashata, son of God. Well, God is speaking to 10 people out there. Oh, he shall son of God. I see the 10 people standing there. And God is saying to let you know on a day. Oh, hallelujah, God. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but my joy comes in the morning. There are 10 people. Oh, Bashata, son of God. I see Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I see Pittsburgh. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. I see Orlando, Florida. Help me, God, Jesus. I even see Macon, Georgia. Oh, help me, God, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. I even see L.A. But God said that there are 10 people that have been waiting, oh, by the Son of God, about the span of hallelujah, God. I see the number 7. Oh, 7 months. You've been waiting on it, but it seems as though it's been 7 years, 7 long months. You've been waiting for healing in your body. You've been waiting for deliverance to set you free. But God is letting you know on a day, although you may seem as though you've been in the pit like Joseph, that there comes a time when God puts you before his glory, like he did, oh, Bashata, son of God, with Jesus Christ. He put him on a mountain before his glory, y'all. This is when Jesus walked the earth. Oh, Bashata, son of God. God took Joseph and he put him up on high amongst the people so that he was the one that gave the order as to who ate and who did not eat. There comes a time, even though you're going through, that God will raise you up and you will be, oh, Bashata, son of God, great in the land. And God said these 7 months represents the 7 number of completion for your hallelujah, God. Your greater is here. Oh, come on and worship God where you are. Go ahead and give God the glory where you are. Go ahead and magnify God where you are. Oh, Bashata, son of God. God is transforming. He's turning caterpillars into butterflies. And what do butterflies do? Butterflies fly all around the earth. Before he changes you from a caterpillar to a butterfly, you are limited with your ability to move. But once you're placed as a butterfly, you can go here and fro. You can go around the world. You can go around the earth. Oh, come on, somebody. Freedom is where it's at. For the Bible declares that those that are in Christ Jesus, you're already free. If you know you're free on the day, go ahead and give God a Shabbat. Go ahead and worship him. Let him know that that you're thankful. Let them know that you're ready to endure the transformation. Let them know, Bashata Sanagara. See, there are certain things that God has to do for you, by you, to you, in you, before he can take you there. Oh, hallelujah, God. But in the process, God is saying, it's all good. In the process, God is saying, my bad. In the process, God is saying, I'm a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah, God. Go ahead and give God a hand clap wherever you are. You know, this is the time in the service in which you're able to offer your heart to the Lord. I don't know if you've been going through, amen, so many trials and tribulations in your life, and it just seems as though nobody is there, nobody cares, hallelujah. But I came by to let you know on today that we serve a God that is willing. We serve a God that is able. We serve a God that can turn things around for you, even in the midst. Why is it that, hallelujah, God, I just want to talk to you for a moment. I see people walking, hallelujah, God, and they're going through all types of, hallelujah, God, afflictions is what the Holy Spirit is calling them. They're going through afflictions, but at the end of the day, they have nothing to show for it. See, when my book was delivered, I was able to look at the book and say, here is the manifestation. This is something tangible that I can see for, hallelujah, God, my sacrifice in Jesus Christ. But God is showing that there are people that are walking around the earth, and they're going through the afflictions in life, but they don't have anything tangible to show for why they're going through what they're going through. They don't have anything that they can put their hand on to say, this is why I'm choosing to suffer in the world. The Bible says that those will suffer. He said it rains on the just and the unjust. God said in his word, Bashata Son of God, that hallelujah, God, that havoc rains on everybody's house. But those of us who choose, Bashata Son of God, to lean on Jesus Christ and believe Jesus Christ as our Savior, we end up with something tangible in the end of the affliction. Paul said, I took up my cross daily. See, there's a reason for taking up your cross. There's a reason for having your cross. Everybody has a cross. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Everybody has things they're going through in their life. But I don't want to be the one that turns around and I can look and say the affliction and the cross I went through was for no reason and purpose at all. I want to look around and say the reason that I went through the affliction was so that I could come out in pure gold. Oh, I've got a tangible behind me. I want to look at the situation and be able to say the reason why I endured was because God could get the glory in my life, oh, Bashata Son of God. The reason why, oh, hallelujah, God, I went through the things I went through was so that God could be manifested in the earth. Don't allow affliction in your life for no reason, no purpose. Hallelujah, God. Heartache, despair, hallelujah, God. Disappointment. God is speaking to the spirit of even disappointment, hallelujah, God, that I see out there even right now. You've been disappointed, oh, Bashata Son of God, in your lifetime. But there needs to be a manifestation for your disappointment. Don't come up empty-handed. You turn around and you have nothing to show for the reason that you're suffering for disappointment. For God wants to bring you even out of the disappointment so that you can look around and say the manifestation of my transformation has been for Jesus Christ. For we're all being transformed into something. God said, harden not your heart the day in which you hear me calling. He said, my sheep know my voice. And God is speaking to you on today. And he's saying it's time to come home. Oh, hallelujah, God. You've been out there a long time now. But God is saying, come on home, daughter. God is saying, come on home, son. It's time to come home. There's a story in the Bible, hallelujah, God, where, hallelujah, a king had a son. Hallelujah, God, and it's called the prodigal son. Where the prodigal son went out, hallelujah, and he felt as though he could do it his own way. He knew how to do it. Amen. He didn't need anyone to tell him, anyone to govern him, anyone to watch over him. He wanted things his own way. He was like Burger King, have it my way. Amen. And the Bible said he went out and he squandered all his goods that his father sent out with him. And he came back home. He was busted. He was broke. And he had went through discouragement. But the Bible said that the father did not come down on the son. The Bible declares that the father did not, hallelujah, God, reprimand the son. But he said, take my son, the one whom I love, and wrap him up. I want you to put a coat of a king up on him, because the son has come back home. And this is what God is saying on today. You've been up there long enough, and now it's time to come back home. I'm not going to beat you up when you come back home. I'm not going to talk about you when you come back home. But I'm going to wrap my loving arms around you and let you know that you were never alone in the beginning. And let you know that I was always there. And let you know, Bashata, son of God, that you can always come home. Our parents teach us, hallelujah, God, you can always come home. And this is what God is saying on today. He's saying to come home. Hallelujah, God. For the people that I see out there, those 10 people, oh, Bashata, son of God, two more have additionally come. Hallelujah. For the 12 people that I see out there, hallelujah, God, God is saying, come home. Hallelujah, God. He allowed you to be out there and suffer the affliction so that you would come home. Hallelujah, God. Repeat the sinner's prayer with me. Amen. We're going to give our heart to God even right now. We're going to rededicate our lives to God even right now. It doesn't make any sense to live our lives, hallelujah, in affliction, and we have nothing to show for it. Hallelujah, God. Dear Heavenly Father, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you. I recognize that I'm a sinner, and I recognize that I cannot do it without you anymore. I ask that you come into my heart. I believe in what you did on the cross was for me. I believe that you died so that I could be free. I believe that you died so that I could come home, and I'm coming home to you. I thank you for what you did on the cross. I believe that you rose again and you sit next to God and you make intercessor for me even right now. I believe in you, Jesus. You know, if you said this prayer, the Spirit of the true and living God, the Bible declares, has entered into you, and he dwells there even right now. God's Spirit is there. Amen. The Bible declares that that the Holy Spirit, amen, is there until the day of redemption. Amen. Excuse me. If you don't have a church, amen, I invite you to worship with me. Amen. We will be starting a 6 a.m. prayer, amen, on this Tuesday coming up. Amen. Come and pray with me. Amen. Even if you just put the phone on speaker and you're getting ready for work or getting ready for school or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. Amen. If you're preparing yourself, you're taking your bath, hallelujah, God, and you're eating your breakfast. Amen. If phone on speaker, amen, and just mute the phone, amen, and if you're just there to just listen to the prayer, amen, God wants to manifest himself in your life. There's no reason for you to, hallelujah, what they say, get a whooping for nothing, amen. When we were children, amen, when somebody else did something, amen, they would chastise the entire bunch of children, amen, and we often felt as though we got a whooping for nothing, amen. Life whips on us, amen. Life beats us down, but you don't have to do it for nothing. Amen. Your labor does not have to be in vain. Amen. For we're all trying to come up out of something. Amen. And we're all trying to be transformed into something better. Amen. And this is what we want. We want it to be done, amen, for a reason and a purpose. Amen. I got to a point in my life when I said, Lord, amen, I want my life to mean something. Amen. I don't want to come here and die, amen, and nobody ever know who I was. Amen. I want change to come as a result of my life. Amen. I want my life to mean something to somebody. Amen. And this is what God is faithful to do. Amen. For I have a book, amen, that God has given me, amen, that's sent out to millions, amen, to speak life to them. Amen. So our labor does not have to be in vain. We're being transformed. And even though we end up in the pit, amen, there we do serve a God that pulls us out of that pit. Amen. Just like Joseph. And it's made all good, and it is his bad. So in Jesus' name, Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of the service on today. We thank you for ministering to the hearts and the minds of the people. I ask that you continue to go with them, Heavenly Father. Continue to show them that their labor is not in vain. They're not doing it just for good looks. They're not doing it, hallelujah, God, for no purpose at all, but there's purpose inside of the affliction. There's purpose inside of the transformation. There's purpose inside of the life. There's purpose inside of disappointment. There's purpose inside of, hallelujah, God, even anger. God even shows people are just angry, and they're full of anger and malice and hatred and, hallelujah, God, and jealousy and envy, hallelujah, God, and they're just angry. Some people in the world are just angry. Hallelujah, but even going through that, it does not have to be done in vain. There is purpose inside of that, because God wants to take you to another level, a new you in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we lift up God even at this time. Be sure to visit the website, AlyssaNarvez.com. Amen. Stay connected with me. Get a copy of the book. Amen. It's out there on Amazon. Amen. You can even get it at my website. Amen. AlyssaNarvez.com. And remember that Jesus is Lord, and there is purpose inside of your life. May the grace of God be with you. Bye-bye. Praise it.